translation. In his book, known as Chaitanya Mangala, Chaitanya Bhagwat, Vrindavan Das Thakur has elaborately described the Lord's passage to Jagannath Puri. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through Bengal, he passed through Astriragarama, Varhagrama, and Chatraboga. He then reached the Orissa province, where he passed through Prayagata, Survanarekha, Raimuna, Yajpura, Vitarani, Dashvemedagata, Kataka, Mahanadi, Bhuvaneshwar, where there's a big lake known as Bindu Sarova, Kamalapura, and Alatanala. In this way, passing through all these other places, he reached Jagannath Puri. Om Jnanati Marandasya Jnanangana Shalakaya Chakshur Militan Yena Tasmashi Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So taking the permission from all the devotees here, I can say a few words about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is our life and soul. Vanchakalpa tribhishya kripa sindubhya eva cha patitonam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So we're carrying on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's just finished dealing with the devotees, particularly his loving mother, Sachi Mata. And now he's ready to make his journey. I don't know if any devotees here. I know me and Godruma, we've made a journey from Mayapur all the way to Puri. We didn't walk like Lord Chaitanya. We got the Tofan Express. Tofan means hassle. It was a bit of a hassle, so we got there eventually. Anyone done this journey? Yeah, it's a wonderful experience. So I think it's over 4,000 kilometers. And if you walk there, it takes about 5 or 6 days. So I think from Navadvip, they've just begun about here. You can catch an overnight train all the way from Navadvip straight into Jagannath Puri. So you can book your ticket at night, and in the morning, in the sunshine, you arrive in Jagannath Puri. For Lord Chaitanya, it was slightly different. So we'll try and trace the route that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this morning, and then we'll explain a little bit of the different activities that took place. So Prabhuji, if you don't mind, if you can just turn this board around. So you have to kindly excuse my artistic... it's not the best artistic kind of presentation, but there's West Bengal over there. There's the Bay of Bengal there. And then you can see Katwa. Can you see Katwa at the top over there? That's where Lord Chaitanya, he took sannyas. So he lived in Mayapur. And then from Mayapur, he traveled all the way to Katwa, to the top. He took sannyas. And then from Katwa, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not on the map, but it's up north. But somehow or another, as we know the pastime, and we follow in the pastime, he got tricked into going to Shantipur. So there's Shantipur over there. And then we've been following the different pastimes the Lord has been having with Advaita Acharya, with the devotees over there. And then on the request of his mother, Then Lord Chaitanya, then he went back to Mayapur. And there, that's where Mother Sachi cooked different nice Bengali preparations. Bengalis are incredible cooks. I don't know if anyone's been a host, been welcomed, and been given prasadam by Bengali family. Anyone has? Yeah? So we were invited to one Chaitanya Das. He lives in Calcutta. He's a disciple of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So about 30 patron devotees, we all went. We all kind of sat in a nice row, and they put us the nice banana leaf. And then they came and they gave us a little sabji, and they put it on our plate. And as you know, devotees, we like our prasadam. And when we saw this little sabji, we were thinking, oh God, we're not going to get fed properly over here, you know. So anyway, so we were kind of like, oh. And then a few minutes later, another sabji came. They put a little bit. And in this way, 26 sabjis came. And that was just the sabjis. 26 different types of sabjis came. Of course, we weren't complaining after that. Then the rice came. There were 8 different types of rice. Then the dal came. 5 different types of dals came. And by this time, it was time to, oh my God. And then the different savories came. The pakoras, the kachoris, the samosas. And there was 30 of us, and we were like completely getting intoxicated by taking this prasadam. And then we said, okay, that's it. That's enough. Finish. Then the trump card comes out. What's the trump card?
Dessert.
The Bengalis, they know how to cook sweets. They're the best sweet makers, you know. Rasgullas came, Sandesh came, and then Malpuras came. The Malpuras we're getting here, they're kind of dried. The real Malpuras is the ones you soak in condensed milk. They really knock you out. Then after that, when we thought we were just safe to breathe, then came Mishti Doi. It's like big pots of Mishti Doi. So Mishti Doi is a bit like Greek yogurt, but it's like condensed, boiled down, sweetened. And there's one devotee, Sadhu Seva, I don't know if you remember, he just kept on eating pot after pot after pot. And we had to actually pull the pots away from him. He had so many pots. So you can probably have a little glimpse into the cooking of Sachi Mata. So this was a little experience we had from one very, very amazing Bengali family. So you can probably just imagine the love Sachi Mata had for cooking for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is explained in the scriptures, the best cooking is the cooking from one's mother. The mother's cooking is the best cooking. The second best cooking is from a Brahmin. When you have a Brahmin's cooking, then that's also considered very, very nicely. So the mother's cooking is amazing. In fact, my own mother's place was a place of great congregation, and many senior devotees used to come and have prasadam. And Shiva Ram Maharaj used to come, Keshava Bharati Maharaj used to come, Bibi Govinda Maharaj, they all used to come. And my mother got the famous name as Ma Patel. Ma Patel, because she would affectionately cook for all the devotees. So at one point we had so many devotees, we had 40 devotees in our house. My mother cooked for everyone. And there were people on the staircase, people in the hallway, people in the garden, people on top of each other. How she managed, I have no idea. So this is the nature of the mothers. They love cooking for devotees. They love cooking for their sons. So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur, then now he's finally ready to go. After much feeding, after much love and affection, After goodbyes, the devotees didn't want the Lord to go, but the Lord had made up his mind, then he wanted to go. So then, the first question Lord Chaitanya asked, he asked the devotees, what have you brought with you on the travels? So this is a very important question here. So this is the question. Lord Chaitanya was traveling with a few devotees. He looked at Lord Nityananda and he said, what did you bring when you go to travel? So Mataji, if I might ask you, please don't be offended. When you go to travel, what do you pack? How big are your bags? So when we travel, we pack loads and loads of things, isn't it? So then that's natural. You want to make sure you have this. You know, now you can get a little toaster with you. You can get a little kettle with you. All sorts of things you can pack. Even I've seen a little iron. You can even pack a little iron, you know. You can iron your dhotis and your saris or what have you. So Lord Chaitanya was a little curious. He wanted to know what the devotees had packed on his travel to Jagannath Puri. So what did the devotees pack? What was the reply? Not Maharaj, obviously you know the answer. What was the reply? What did the devotees say? So just imagine you're on a travel, you're ready to go. A bunch of devotees are ready to go to Jagannath Puri. So the Lord asks, what did you pack? What did the reply come as? Jagat Priya? Dhotis, yeah, dhotis are very, very important. Never forget your dhotis. Otherwise, you know, you end up in Naga Baba land. Anything else? What do you think the devotees replied? Water pots, yeah. It's important nowadays. You see everyone with their waters and things like that. I mean, when I grew up in the 70s, no one worried about having water. But now every 5 minutes, everyone's got to sip. Everyone's got to sip. Make sure you put your lemon inside or your cucumber inside, you know. Yeah, water. Anything else? Shastra, yep. It's very good to have your books. Read some literature on the way, especially if it's like a train journey, a long train journey. Japa, yep, is very, very important. Lord Chaitanya chanted on his fingers, so he didn't need his bead bag. That's how we chanted. Book for Sankirtan, yeah. You never know who you're going to meet on that train. You might meet a nice Bengali family who might want to know a little bit about ISKCON's activities. I am a life member, Pipti Pa. You have any books for me? Yes? Mother's cooking. Oh, God, a lunch pack, isn't it? I remember like in the early days when we used to go to India, the devotees there used to pack a killer lasagna lunch pack for us. And they used to pack so much prasadam that when we arrived in Calcutta, there was so much left over. We used to give it to the beggars and they saw this lasagna they've never seen in their life before. And they, what do we do with this? In fact, the devotees, they said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have packed nothing. So was Lord Chaitanya happy or was he upset? What do you think? Was he upset or was he happy? He was very, very happy. So what was the reason for him being happy? Renounce order. The devotees packed nothing. Lord Chaitanya was very happy because he was in the renounced order of life. Have you ever tried that, Maharaj? Pack nothing. Try out one day, yeah? Anyway, that was Lord Chaitanya's mood. He packed absolutely nothing. You just depend on Krishna. I tried that once in Varshana, Madhukar. I think, I don't know if anyone's ever tried it. You just go out on pilgrimage, you'd have nothing, and you just chant and you just sit there and see what people bring. It becomes quite interesting what people put in your pot, or they put nothing in your pot. At the beginning, you're okay, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Rami, Ram, Ram, Rami, Hare. And then after midday, when there's nothing in your pot, and you think, oh my God. what's going on here? You know, this chanting is not working. Anyway, eventually, if you kind of carry on, then the pot does get full. So Lord Chaitanya's mood was that he didn't want to take anything with him. Sannyas means you're dependent 100% on Krishna. Krishna will provide everything. So there was a very, very certain route. So we're in Mayapur, then there's Calcutta, a place to avoid by all means. Not a great place. You just do your business in Calcutta and you split. Not a great place to hang out. Then you Chitraboga, that's where Lord Chaitanya, he went over there. So normally there's a boat you catch over there. So there was a few devotees traveling with Lord Chaitanya. One was Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu. Gadadhar was so attached to Lord Chaitanya that he just wanted to be where Lord Chaitanya was. Brahmananda was also there. Then there was also Jagadananda Pandit. So these few devotees, they came to a place over there called Chitraboga. So when the Lord arrived over there, there was one particular person. His name was Ramachandra. And he was a materialistic person. He had many properties. But the moment he saw Lord Chaitanya, he was completely taken in by the beauty of the Lord. The Lord's beauty is so amazing that this person, even though he was a materialistic person, his heart melted. Krishna means all attractive. And Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. So then just seeing the Lord, Ramachandra immediately felt compelled to find out who this young sannyasi is. Isn't it sometimes you see when someone shaves their head, and when they have saffron, when they're clean shaved, there's a certain glow about them. So Lord Chaitanya emanated that kind of glow. And wherever he went, people were besotted by this wonderful appearance. Very, very young, handsome looking person. Then Ramachandra found out the purpose of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, me and my devotees, we want to go to Jagannath Puri. So going to Jagannath Puri, like I said, nowadays you just book on a one click away, you can get there. But in those days, it was not as easy to get to Jagannath Puri. There were some problems. It wasn't easy. What kind of problems did Lord Chaitanya face going to Jagannath Puri? Ladies first. You have to pay a toll, yep. That's one of the problems. Anything else? The what? Jungle, yep. It's not a nice M1 leading all the way to Jagannath Puri. We had to just go through the jungles. Anything else? So the big problem, I don't know if you can see, there's a dotted line there. Can you see that dotted line there? That's the border of Orissa and Bengal. And the two rulers, they were having a dispute. There was a big problem between the rulers. So this place over here, Orissa, was run by Maharaj Patraparudra. He was the king of Odisha, Orissa at that time. And on the other side was the Hussein Shah. So obviously these two were at loggerheads. So it was not safe to travel. So it is said that Hussein Shah, he had many, many dacoits. He had many, many spies all along the border. So Ramachandra Khan said, my dear Lord, it is very, very dangerous if you try to go to Jagannath Puri. There are many dacoits out there. There are people who are camouflaged themselves. You know, like you've seen these sniper movies, they have all these weeds and jungle all over them. So they like blend into the jungle. It is specifically said that people camouflage themselves into the jungle and they had spears. And at the tip of the spears was poison. And any innocent Bengali walking by, da, 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 they would be attacked. So then They were concerned about the Lord. They said, please do not go. It's very, very dangerous. You stay here. Maybe the political situation, the tension will calm down. Then we'll happily take you. Did the Lord agree? No. Because the Lord was in Vipralamba. He was in a separation mood. He wanted to see Lord Jagannath. When you are apart from the person you love, you will take all risks just to be with them. You will even risk your own life just to be with that person. So at the moment, there's kind of different lockdowns, and my son says, Dad, I know we're not supposed to meet. How about we meet in the village? And my daughter says, don't meet up. You're not supposed to meet up. And son saying, Dad, I'm really missing you. So when you don't see anyone for some time, then that vipralamba, that separation, you want to be, the yearning to be with somebody. So Lord Chaitanya wants to see Lord Jagannath. So no matter how much they're trying to convince the Lord, they could not persuade him to stay. Then Ramachandra, who was a very influential person, said, okay, we have to leave in the dead of the night. So that night he arranged a boat for the devotees to go on the boat, and he paid the necessary persons so they would not be disturbed. The boatman, of course, they had to pay him. He was very, very nervous. You can just imagine just going in this situation. So then they started going on the boat. And when you get a group of devotees, what's the first thing that happens? Namaste Narasringaya Praladalada Daine. And that's exactly what happened. Lord Chaitanya asked Mukund to start singing. And the devotees were singing. It's a dangerous situation. There's dacoits over there. And the boatman was starting to freak out, you know. Who are these people, you know? They don't seem to be careful in a dangerous situation. So he said, please, please, do not chant. It's too dangerous. And then Lord Chaitanya said, do not worry. I will protect you. I have my personal Sudarshan Chakra. If anyone tries to disturb us, they're going to get the Sudarshan Chakra. So then in this way, they crossed the river all night, and in the morning, they arrived on the other side of the river Ganga. You can see the Ganga over there. And then they went across the border. Then there was the tall person, as Jagat Priya said. So the tall person saw Lord Chaitanya. And again, when they saw Lord Chaitanya, again, they were completely surprised to see such a young, handsome person. Jashishi Radha Gokulananda ki. So then normally you take a certain toll and you ask, what's your business? Where are you going? So then the tall person, he let Lord Chaitanya go. He said, I believe your story, you can go. So then Lord Chaitanya started walking. But then as the Lord started walking, the other devotees, they were stopped by the tall person. They were not allowed to go. Apparently, they don't have the same kind of looks as Lord Chaitanya. So then the devotees started becoming a little bit bewildered. How is it that the Lord has gone and he has left us over here? We had so much dependent on the Lord. And how can we go? How can we let the Lord go on his own? And then the Lord was there sitting on the stone, and the devotees were not allowed to go. The tall man won't let them go. And then the tall man saw Lord Chaitanya, and he saw him chanting, and he saw the Lord crying. And this moved the tall person. Then he went and he said, what is the matter? I let you go. You can go to Jagannath Puri. He said, I cannot go on my own. These devotees that you're not letting go, they're also part of my entourage. Please let them go as well. So the devotees were having a little doubt that the Lord had left them But then the Lord, He made sure that they also got a passage. So sometimes we might have that doubt that maybe the Lord might not be there for us. These devotees had a little bit of a doubt. The Lord is going to go on His own. He's going to leave behind. Do not have that doubt. The Lord will always be there for us. It might not be the time we wanted. It might not be the way we planned it. It might not exactly come when we expected. But the Lord knows exactly the right moment, the right time. And that's the time He'll come. Not before, not any sooner. Just at the right time He'll come. So then the Lord carried on His journey. So then, as they were going, then we can go further down. The first place He came over there is Raymuna. So Raymuna is a very, very interesting place. I don't know if anyone's been there. Maharaj, you've been there? So that's a very, very famous temple over there. Shira Gopinath. Shira means... Shira, just that condensed milk. And Gopinath is the deity over there. And this temple is famous for making different types of shira or condensed milk preparations to the deities. So I don't know if you notice at night here, I generally try and put the lordship to sleep at night. We also have four different pots of kheer and we offer them to the deities. And I can see in the morning devotees, they relish that, particularly Gopinath, isn't it? So this kheer is very, very much desirable. And then Madhavendra Puri, he was traveling. He had his Gopal deity that we know, that he found near Govardhan Hill. And then Gopal was offered a big festival of Annakoot. Much preparations were there. But the Lord, when He was buried underneath, He was very, very, very hot. So He wanted to be cooled down. And the best way to cool down in the summer is what? Lassi. Lassi does help. Gautama Prabhu? Sandalwood pulp. So sandalwood pulp is one of the best things. We see some of the pictures of Srila Prabhupada, particularly in India. Nice sandalwood paste all over Srila Prabhupada, looking very, very nice, very much. Has amazing cooling effect. So then the Lord says, I'm still very, very, very hot. I need to be cooled down. I was buried underneath over there. So the best sandalwood, some of the best sandalwood is in Orissa. So then Madhavendra Puri, he traveled to Orissa to try and get some of this sandalwood. So then he also arrived in Raymuna. And then he started looking at Gopinath. And then he was wondering, what kind of preparations do you make for the deities? So this is something quite unique. Each different temple, you get different kinds of unique preparations that are made for a particular deity. Say, for example, if you go to Balaji, what's famous you get in Balaji? Laddus, those knockout laddus, isn't it? You have one of those and ZZZ, you're out. So that's very, very famous. Then what's famous in Nathdwara? Anyone know? What's famous in Nathdwara is Khichri. They give you tons and tons of anyone's been. Khichri is very, very famous. They have so much ghee, they have wells of ghee, and they make khichri, and they give that. What's famous in Jagannath Puri? Yeah? Yeah, Jagannath tongues. Very, very famous. And what's famous? Radha Gokulananda sweets. Mother Kalangana's Mangalati sweets. Isn't it? So desirable. Those sweets were world famous. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, whenever he came here, he made sure he packed a huge amount. And he said, there's no sweets on this planet like Mother Kalangana's Mangalati sweets. They would take you to the spiritual world. Amazing. So this was very, very famous sweets that were made over here. So Gopinath in Ramana was famous for kheer they would offer. So then Madhavendra Puri, he talked to the pujari and what kind of offerings are made over here. And he says, at night we make different types of kheer, maybe with strawberry, maybe with mango, maybe with saffron, maybe with pista. So all different types are made. And then Madhavendra Puri thought, oh, this would be so nice to offer to my own Gopal deity, isn't it? Devotees are always thinking how to make something nice for their own personal deity. If you go to a particular place, they make a preparation. You want to learn how to make that preparation for your own deity. So in this way, Madhavendra Puri was thinking, yeah, I like to make some like kheer for my own Gopal. But as he was thinking like this, not even for himself, for his own Gopal deity, he thought that, oh, I've made an offense. Before the kheer was even offered, I'm trying to taste it. So then he thought, oh, I'm such an offender. He wanted to taste some, then he disappeared. So then that night, the pujari, he put their lordship to rest. And then as he put the lordship to rest, Gopinath came in the dream of the pujari. He said, you go to the pujari room, you look underneath where my ornaments is, and you'll find a pot of kheer. I want you to go and find a devotee named Madhavendra Puri and give it to him. I stole it for him. And then this pujari, he was shouting, Madhavendra Puri. Of course, he didn't know who Madhavendra Puri is. And Madhavendra Puri said, yes, me. He says, you are so lucky that Gopinath, he stole this kheer for you. You must be such an elevated devotee. So then Madhavendra Puri, being very, very humble, he knew that people would come the next day to try and get blessing, to try and get an autograph or something. But then he was such a humble devotee, in the dead of the night he disappeared. And then, just to wind up the story, the Lord came to him in a dream and said, don't worry about the sandalwood. If you offer it to Gopinath, it's just the same. Because as I was explaining, there's problems bringing sandalwood with all sorts of kind of problems with the local government. So then Lord Chaitanya, who is related to Madhavendra Puri, through his own spiritual master, Ishwara Puri, who is a disciple, relished his pastimes. Then we go further down. Time is not on our side. Then he went to Cuttack. Then he went to Bhuvaneshwar. He went to the famous temple. Bhuvaneshwar is famous for what? Anyone knows? So we have Jagannath Puri, which is famous for Lord Jagannath. We have Dwarka, which is famous for Dwarkadish. Bhuvaneshwar is famous for Shiva. So it's a very, very interesting story that Go Govinda Maharaj, he says, the Prabhupada, in a dream, Lord Shiva came to him. And Prabhupada said that in a dream, Lord Shiva said, you're making so many nice temples for Krishna in Vrindavan, in Mayapur, in different places, but you're not making one in my own holy dham. Please, dear Prabhupada, make a nice temple in my own dham. So then he revealed this to Go Govinda Maharaj, and then he told Go Govinda Maharaj, I want to build a nice temple. So in 77, that's when they established and inaugurated the temple there. I don't know if anyone's been there. It's a very nice, beautiful temple. So this temple you see in Bhuvaneshwar, in ISKCON property, was the direct desire of Lord Shiva, fulfilled by Srila Prabhupada through Go Govinda Maharaj. Then we go a bit further down. Where are we at the moment? So Bhuvaneshwar, Then Sakshi Gopal Temple. Oh, we got some stories about Sakshi Gopal Temple, isn't it, Godruma? So if you've been to Jagannath Puri, you think the pandas are heavy there. You have no idea what the pandas are like in Sakshi Gopal. So me and Godruma, Dwarka Puri, and a few devotees, we went to Sakshi Gopal Temple over there. And then Darshan was not available, so we just stayed there and we waited. Then after Darshan, we went. And like all temples, people want to give you some Mahaprasadam, and they also want a little bit of spadukis, a bit of money. So then there was about five of us, and we all gave 100 rupees, which was quite a lot in the 80s. Came to about 1,000 rupees, which was quite a lot, and we gave that. And then they said, that's not enough. We just gave you 1,000 rupees. You could probably pay your rent for about 3 months with that. He said, that's not enough. Then we said, well, that's the best we've got. Please accept it. Then we got up and one of them pushed us. They said, give more. Then they started pushing. Then about five or six of them, they started coming and they started shouting at us. Then we've never experienced anything like this in before. Temple, you go, you take a little prasadam, and all these five, six people, they started shouting and screaming at us. We started like going away at us. Then one of them picked up, I'm not kidding you, picked up a brick and lobbed a brick at us. Woo! And there's one devotee, there was another kind of a pilgrimage guy. He saw that they were hurling bricks at us. They opened the metro. They said, get in, get in. They're already full. You know, these Indians, they already packed their vans with about 20 people. But somehow another 10 devotees managed to get in inside there as well. And then as the van was going, they were chucking bricks at us, you know. So be careful when you go to Sakshi Gopal Temple, yeah. Maybe they've calmed down a little bit. I don't know, but I don't think I've been there since then. You know, have you been back since? No. Anyway, so Lord Chaitanya, I'm sure he didn't have the same experience over there. Then after Sakshi Gopal, then he went to the Dandabhanga, which is a very, very famous leela. So then that's the famous leela that time's not on our side, where Jagadananda, he was in charge of looking after Lord Chaitanya's danda. Then he gave it to Lord Nityananda to look after this danda. Lord Chaitanya, he went. Jagadananda went to get some provisions. Then Nityananda was just sitting on a little stone and he was looking at the danda and he started having a conversation with the danda. Yeah? He started looking at the danda and said, what kind of a bamboo are you? You're making my Lord's life difficult. You're making him carry this danda with you. The Lord does not need this. And then he said, that's it, I'm going to get it. Then he broke it in three different parts and threw it in the Ganga. And of course, the Jagananda, he came. And then he asked for Lord Nityananda. He said, have you got the Lord's danda? Well, not exactly. Then Lord Chaitanya, he came. And then he asked, where is my danda? And he says, well, we don't have your danda. You are in ecstasy. You fell. And we fell on the danda. It broke. And then, you know, I'm sorry about that. Of course, the Lord externally wasn't very, very happy. Maharaj, if someone breaks your danda, you're going to be happy? Of course not. So someone breaks your property, someone breaks your phone, someone breaks your stuff, you're not going to be too happy, are you? So the Lord said, this was my only possession. You broke that. He got very, very upset. He said, look, you've been really nice to me. I just want to go Jagannath Puri on my own. So you decide whether you go first or I go first. What did the devotees say? You go ahead, then we'll come after you. So this is a little bit of an esoteric meaning. We'll just conclude quickly why Lord Nityananda broke the danda. Sutapa, what's the esoteric meaning?
He's the Supreme Lord. He doesn't have to accept any position within Varanashram. He's beyond it.
Kodrama Prabhu? Taruna Prabhuji?
Kadanda he was carrying, so Lord Chaitanya broke it in three pieces, very significant. This is Vaishnava Danda.
Mind, body and soul, yeah. That's good. And this last point was Lord Nityananda broke it. And who does Lord Nityananda represent? Guru? When we have the Lord's asana, when we have the Lord's bed and everything, who does Lord Nityananda represent?
The paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia. So when Lord Nityananda was looking at the danda, he was actually in essence looking at himself. He's saying, I don't need to be there serving the Lord in this. It's just making the Lord. So Lord Nityananda had every right to break it because he was the danda. So the Lord decided as the danda, as Lord Nityananda, I don't want to inconvenience the Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your time. Please excuse if any offenses I've committed. Any points, questions, complaints? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Nitai Go Premanandi. Hiri hiri.